Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Once again, your song of the day from 1969, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down by the band. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Just, I mean, it's sort of a funny choice for some. I don't know why. Are you sure you've never played that before?
If I have, it's been a long time.
It would have been the first couple years.
Yeah, I think it's been a long time. So,
what other songs do they sing?
Well, Up on Cripple Creek. You hate that song.
You don't like that?
I love that song.
Yeah, I love that song.
That's a great. Of course, The Weight. That's their most popular song.
The Weight is, how's that go?
I went down to Nazareth.
Oh yeah.
Take a load off, Fanny. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Great one. How about that, though? It is the
Acadian Driftwood.
The band. We gotta get a name. What do you think? What about the band? That's an incredible name.
Nobody has? Okay.
What stood out to me the most was the harmonica.
Yeah. You were playing the harmonica. I saw that.
Well, it brings me back to a time. There was a time, I think it was maybe senior year in high school, maybe 1 year out, where Duke carried a harmonica with him at all times. True story. And he could do a train sound.
Could he?
He could do a really good train sound.
Could he?
He carried a harmonica with him, and all of a sudden, we'd just be in the car, and Duke would break the harmonica out from the back seat. And then after a while, you thought nothing of it. It's like, Duke, play a song.
Play the train sound.
Play the train sound. So
that's not a bad song that Jake just played. It's fine. It seems like there's better versions. That one's slow.
That's the original version.
The original version.
The original?
It's the OG. It's their song.
Is that the OGs?
It's the band.
Yeah. The OG's song. Yeah. Nobody else had that song before.
I can go 5.655. 5.65.
I'm a little higher than that. I'm going to go with a 70001.
Because of the harmonica.
The harmonica set me off.
Okay, Ben, hold on now. Ben.
This is odd because I think it should be low. I think Ben's going to enjoy it because it's more of a 6.4.
2.2 from Young Ben.
Ooh, for the band?
Score? Ouch.
Disappointed, Ben. But what else is new?
Wow, Jake.
Sandmaster, 6.4. Brett from Bertrand, 6.5. Bill and Bennett, 6.1. Mike and Dalton, a 4 on that one. Gavin and Pender, a 9.
Thanks, Gavin.
Corey and Lincoln, solid score, 5. That's high for him. Tie for Corey.
It's good for Corey.
Jay Foreman gives it a 0.
A 0.
On the text line. He says, damn. 0. Damn, he says.
Jay Foreman, listening.
Hey, Jay. Jennifer, 5. Hubby, 7.2. 9.9 from somebody from the Attorney of the Stars. Must be
Mossman, Attorney of the Stars.
What'd he give it?
9.9.
Thank you, Moss. Thank you. I know he liked the harmonica. I bet Mossman could play the harmonica. I bet he can.
The household was low. I mean, Jennifer giving out a 5.
Well, Hubby gave it 7.2, but she gave it a 5. That's low for her.
Yeah, I thought they'd both been higher. It's kind of in their wheel. What year was that?
1969.
69. Okay. A lot of things going on. There's some upheval going on.
There was.
Yeah.
It was upheaval.
The band is trying to hold things together.
Yeah. Interesting take. Jake's had a really interesting two days
of songs have been borderline incredible for that reason. Incredible of the
oddities.
Of just not your normal, like, okay. That's why he's Jake Sorensen. That's why I call him for advice.
How about some Cheap Trick at Budokan?
I like Cheap Trick.
Hammer one of those out for us.
Dream Police before. I played Surrender. I played all the Cheap Trick songs.
Some Jimi Hendrix would be nice.
I've played Jimi Hendrix before.
He's getting defensive. Yeah.
I've done it for 7 years. He hit a lot of songs.
I respect him, and he's good. He's talented.
Hendrix does a lot for me.
But I'm not like I've just. I've never been driving down a long road trip, and Laura, throw in the
put us on Jimmy.
Put on some
Hendrix.
Some Hendrix to kind of make this trip perfect.
All along the Watchtower.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good song. I don't need it. Yeah.
All right, it's time for a Bugaboo Tuesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Let's fire it up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach, but but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
As always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it is a Bugaboo Tuesday. What could be bothering you today?
Things that bother me, and this one was big. Hail Mary, fail Mary. Oh, man, it's a fail. It's a fail. I've got to start it off with every place I was at, you would coach this play, how to defend the Hail Mary, and you would coach it so hard. And then I thought I did until I got to LSU. And Ed Ogeron, this was the most incredible play of the week. It was the last play on Thursday's practice. And it was the whole team watching it. And you had to defend it and throw. You had it where the offense won, and you ran it again where the defense won. And it was the intensity of this drill was so high. Before, in every meeting, I would show, hey, here's where we got going. And I would show our team two fail Marys of teams screwing them up.
Fail Mary.
In practice, I mean, in meetings. Because if something went wrong, I remember one time something went wrong. And we're walking off the field after that, and Derek Pinanski's like, Ed Ogeron needs to see the entire defensive staff in there. And because we didn't practice it quite right.
Who said that? Pinanski?
Pinanski is his name. Derek Pinanski's like, Ed wants to see everybody upstairs real quick. And that's usually not like, oh, I wonder if he wants to talk if we're doing a good job. No, I'm just telling you, it's so intense. So these airs to lose the game by the Chicago Bears were so ginormous that I've never seen it before. So you're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. So let's just start off with, let's just put this in sense here.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSinternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
There's 6 seconds to go in the game. What a critical error. They have no timeouts. 6 seconds, no timeouts, and they call back-to-back victory, which is the last play of the game on defense, which means they gave them 25 yards of free access on the sideline. So they got a 14-yard play to be able to get the ball to the end zone. All they had to do, guys, was play sideline, which means you basically circle, you build a cone around the sideline. So when they throw the ball, they can't get out of bounds. And then the game's over. They can't throw it in the middle and run up and spike it. There's not enough time to do it. The game should have never went to the final play. The final play should have been from the 22-yard line, and he can't throw it in the end zone
no.
from there.
No.
It was a coaching error of all massive coaching errors. Then.
By the Bears.
By the Bears. The next part. I think we probably just start off with their pass rush. One of the three-man pass rush with no overload. They didn't put like a nose guard, a three, a five, something crazy. And then they had a spy. What the spy's doing, I've got no idea. So they had no factor of that one. The next thing is that you're taught that only one guy goes for the ball.
Mm.
Everyone else is in a chest-out, box-out mentality, which means I'm going to box their offensive guys out.
Mm.
One guy's going for the ball, and at all costs, you have a pigtail. The term is pigtail. Mm-hmm. And the pigtail is to play the what? The tip ball. The tip ball. You have one deep. That's the whole play for the offense, is to have the ball bounce up in the air. It's not to have the guy catch it. It's to have the ball bounce up in the air. Then there was something else that maybe came up like that for the Bears.
The Bears.
The play started, and one of their players is not even facing the play.
Tyreek Stevenson.
There are photos. There are photos of Bears fans pointing at him like the play has started.
Turn around.
It's 2 seconds into the play. And then, what I always taught was, hey, once the ball's in the air, the overlap guy, which would have been him, he runs over for a tip ball.
Right.
Every Bear went for the ball. Yep. Every Bear went for the ball. And just by chance, the guy who's not paying attention, the play has started, they haven't done anything right there, he runs over and he throws a haymaker at the ball, tips it up in the air, but the guy that wasn't even watching the play.
21.
Now, here's the next one. Generally, what you have to do is you want to bang and lag, which means you stay underneath the receiver so you're between him and the ball, so I can put a chest on him to box him out. They let him just run free up the field. Just go back and watch the film. They run free up the film. How many plays do you think in the playbook? What do you think, Washington, how many plays did they have to run, you think? They have 9 different Hail Marys? They have one.
One Hail Mary.
Guess what the Bears had, Steve? Guess what the Bears had? 3 timeouts. Call timeout. Get everybody over. Are we crystal clear on what we have to get done? They didn't call timeout. They just let it go. And that's not fair. It's not fair to Caleb Williams to lose that game. It's not fair to Bears fans to lose that game. That is 100% on everyone and the whole organization for that play to happen. They did nothing right. They did
not a single thing.
They didn't do a single thing right on that play, nor did they care. They had people looking, and then there are people like, well, what happened? No one did their job, and I can't imagine that's how it was coached. I have a hard time thinking. It's like, hey, because what does the common person say to do? How do you defend it? What do you say? Knock it down. Just knock it down. Yeah. It's not how it works. It's not that
that's
easy.
What I would have said.
Try knocking down a ball that's been thrown 65 yards in the air.
It's coming down like a missile.
It's coming like a missile at you, like that. And just how hard it is. That's why you have a detailed plan, and that's why you coach it like your life depends on it. Like your life depends on it. Just imagine if that's a playoff game or a super, whatever it was, where everything ends.
Oh.
Both teams get to play on from this. But when Stevenson, that's his last name, right?
Yeah.
When he retires, whatever his career's over,
it's one play.
That's the one play.
It's the one play.
It's the one play. Just so and guess what? If it happens and a crazy play happens, it could happen. Nebraska's seen it happen both sides. They've seen him lose a game and win a game in the same spot, in the same spot of the end zone. They've lost one, and they've won one, right? They won the loss to BYU, correct?
That's right, and they beat Northwestern.
And did the same thing. They let in that play with Nebraska. They rushed 3. They got him pinned, let him hold the ball forever. Here's the next thing. Here's the next thing in common sense from where the ball was. It took Jaden Daniels everything he had to get the ball to, what, the 5-yard line?
Yep.
All you have to do is run a pressure. And just still, you can still have, you could rush 5. But he had all day. He ran around. He patted the ball. He loosened his arm during the play.
Stretched out.
Gave him room. They gave him an alley. Stay away. Everyone clear. Okay, let's go now. Hey, run forward and launch the ball down the field. It was the worst coaching job I've ever seen done on one play. And no one can argue it. And I'm just telling you, if you spent time on that play there, everyone's like going, there's no one on defense going, huh, well, that's what I would have done. Just not good. He came in and threw a haymaker. 2 seconds, the guys were down the field 20 yards, and one of the defenders didn't know the play had started. Had no idea. That's why you call timeout.
He was chastising the fans.
Once you see him lined up, once you see you like that, give him. Jake, do this one. Jake does this one. That's my favorite one. Jake does this one. And then that's why you let them get lined up and you call timeout. Here's what we got. Here's what we're going to do. They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything. On a win on the road, one versus, what was Daniel's, was he the number two pick?
Yeah, it was one versus
one,
three.
Three, maybe, whatever.
One versus two or three, one of the two.
And that's not fair to Caleb Williams, lose that game. It's really not. Anyway, those things bother me.
Understandably so.
It bothers me.
Understand.
There was 32 things done wrong.
The headline again, Bill.
What's that?
The headline.
Hail Mary. It's a fail Mary.
Bears fans are in a rough way after that one.
Full of grace.
When we come back, hour two, I've got a stat about November that will scare Nebraska fans. I'll tell you that next, an early break in the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.